It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you do not miss out on the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. It is fascinating as we move forward here with Buster Posey as your new president of baseball operations. He will search for a GM. That's basically priority number one. Get him a GM, get him some baseball guys around here, get him some scouts. But it is amazing. After 6 years and all this chatter about Farhan Zaidi and the think pieces and elites and the bizarre ending in the month of September with the 2024 San Francisco Giants, that they moved on so quickly. I mean, it is an absolute masterclass to hold that presser. It was short, got out of it. We don't have to come back around, and we're gone just like that. Not even a statement for Farhan Zaidi. Was there a statement for Farhan? No statements?
I didn't see one.
No statements at all.
I'm out.
I mean, just wow. I can't believe how quickly they pivoted off of Farhan. Just like he doesn't even exist.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This had been in the works for months.
There's no doubt it has.
I know Buster was like, yeah, you know, this was more recent. Days, weeks, months. It's like, dog, I love you, Buster. I call cap on that. Yeah, like, I'm going to pull the 13-year-old in the backseat. I call cap on that. And here's why. You moved here because you smelled blood in the water. And Greg Johnson's been begging you to come do something. It was basically, what's the contract? What's the job? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And let's just call it what it is. I know you can't be that honest, but I wish they would be. It is interesting, though. He kept hammering home. It's about the players. It's about the players. And I found that to be in a stark contrast to what the prior regime told me at the front end of their run, which was players are plug and play and replaceable. It's all about the thought process and how smart we are in the front office and how we're going to put people in a position to succeed because we think the game on a cerebral level and it doesn't matter. We're going to have interchangeable avatars on the field. It's just such a difference. It's so different. I don't think you heard the word like players at all like you did at the beginning of that run. It's so different.
It's a good point. It's a good point with that one. Pardon you. Bless you. It's such a good point, and he made it about the players because that's what it's about. The players bring the fans to the ballpark. The players bring the television ratings. The players make us excited. It's about the players. They're going to make a manager look really, really good. They're going to make a GM look really, really good. It is about the players. So how did it get the players better? Buster Posey's such a no-nonsense type of guy that he will figure out who's the – because this is a baseball lifer, for crying out loud. I mean, this guy – I don't underrate the fact that he played at Florida State for a legendary manager. high-level baseball at Florida State, who were a college baseball powerhouse for many, many years.
He played all nine positions in one game.
Yeah, I know. That's how we all found out. We were all watching SportsCenter one night. You remember the night we were all watching SportsCenter one night in the late 2000s. Who the hell is this? Buster Posey played all nine positions? Okay. And then the Giants selected number five. We're like, yay. We don't even know how good he's going to be, but he played all nine positions.
Uh-huh.
So he's played high-level baseball. So he knows the making. I mean, this guy's a great player himself. Now, I've written columns saying that he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I get that he's going to get in the Hall of Fame. I want Thurman Munson in there. I want Jorge Posada in there. I think those guys were great. Yadier Molina is going to get in there. They should all get in there. Whatever. I mean, baseball's got a it's so damn strict on their baseball Hall of Fame, and I get it. You don't want the Hall of Very Good, but, you know, these guys are great. These guys are great players. But Buster Posey knows what goes into being a great player. He's a no-nonsense type of guy, so he's going to weed those guys out. So if you think you're going to clown around and lollygag down the first baseline or show up your catcher or show up your manager, you're going to be out of here, buddy. That's not flying with Buster Posey.
Yeah, it just feels like now, and he said it, like, I want people to be accountable for their own baseball career.
Yep.
How refreshing was that?
Wow.
I mean, it's such a difference from, we're going to continue to get in your way, and we're going to platoon you to death, and we're never going to let you bat against the lefty if you struggle against lefties, even in the slight.
Yep.
We're never going to let our right-handed power pitcher face a lefty in certain matchups because we want them to avoid those. It was head-on. Like, you are in control of your own baseball career, and I found that to be very refreshing, and it feels like baseball as a whole, I think that the writers are obsessed with one word, and it's
analytics.
It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, no, I knew where you're going with that one. I was just going to say, I was going to really quote where he goes, analytics are here and they're here to stay, and it will be a mistake to say that you're not going to use all that information. But analytics have been around forever. Like, we got to stop with this analytics like it's some buzzword. It drives me insane. It's just like system quarterback. It's like system quarterback. Aaron Rodgers could be cuckoo at times, right? But he was on a Pat McAfee show yesterday saying, we're all system quarterbacks. What are you talking about? What are people talking about? You know, I've been yelling about that for years. Game managers. Well, that's what a quarterback's job is supposed to be. And when it comes to analytics, of course you're going to use data. If a guy in his last seven games is batting 0-33 and he's 1-37, well, guess what? Okay, we could pinch this guy. He can't hit the fastball inside. That's the analytic data point.
Exactly.
We try to make these things so damn complicated.
That's my point.
Oh, my gosh.
It's driving me insane. And again, the next time we have Kawakami on, I'm going to ask him, what do you mean? What analytics are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? When a guy faces a lefty on the road, on turf, day games, games?
That's an interview that I'm just going to say, hey, Tim Kawakami here on the River Islands guest line. And I'm just going to turn off my mic.
No, and I liked him. He's a very good journalist. But he throws that word around in baseball.
The question is?
And I don't think he understands what it means. Do you mean WRC plus? Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. How about BABIP? His batting average or balls in play? Like, if you're going to say the buzzword analytics, my retort back to you is, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, which ones are you referring to? Slugging, OPS, batting average, you know, me against lefties, like what third time through the lineup? What are you describing? Like, and it's driving me crazy.
Well, analytics is used in every sport.
Every sport.
Every sport. You're going to use trends. Like, we talk football, right? Okay, we know this team on third down struggles. Okay, we know this team doesn't like to run to the left side of the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
We know this team doesn't like to run up the middle. We know this team doesn't want to do that. They've always been at the high school levels, the JUCO levels, the college levels. Analytics are everywhere, but we all use data, but we use it like this buzzword, like, oh, we're bucking the trend.
Exactly.
We're in the next gen. We're going to be looking like, no, Fonte, stop.
You know what analytics can't do? Make you lay off the 3-2 slider in the dirt.
Right.
You know what analytics can't do? Teach you how to get a ground ball.
Yep.
Like, you could be in perfect position and still boot it. How many times was Luciano right where he needed to be based off of, you know, the little sheet on his arm telling him where to stand, and he booted it right off his heel?
Yep.
Right. You still have to execute. So you bringing up like all the old school players. Shane Battier had a great one. He was like, I knew if Kobe had to take more than one dribble to his left, his shooting percentage went down like whatever, 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so all I was trying to do was make him take two dribbles to the left, not one, just two. Yep. Because if he did one, he got into his rhythm. Like, those are the little things. It's very funny. The thing that he said, I thought, about analytics, and this was the part I thought was finally we get something. He goes, the key to it, The key to the analytics is some guys need all of it. Some guys need none of it. And some guys need just enough. Our job as a staff is to know when and how to use them for each player. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the most important thing. Pete Rose, I know everyone has feelings on him, but he has a quote that I use to this day. And it goes, some guys need to be kicked in the pants.
Yep.
Some guys I need to put my arm around. Mm-hmm. And some guys I don't say a damn thing to. Mm-hmm. That's coaching. Mm-hmm. And you have to know what kind of person that person is on the other side that you're trying to connect to. And so when Posey said, of course we're going to use analytics, but I'm not going to give it to somebody who's in like Pablo Sandoval. Pablo's going to swing at what he swings at. And I want him to be a natural athlete.
Right.
I don't want him knowing all the analytics. I kind of think him being free and not being in his own dome is what makes him beautiful.
He doesn't need to think about that.
Exactly.
Maybe that destroyed him at Boston. Another quote from Posey. A lot of my basic principles are pretty simple. I want us to be known as a team that's the ultimate prepared team. One that's fundamentals are held at a really high standard. Ultimately, this is all about the players. But basic principles, to your point about managing guys differently, it's so true in all levels. Youth, high school, I've seen in my whole life, some guys, the stars who are kind of knuckleheads, hey, you're going to coach them a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys like me, I need to kick them in the ass. Hey, stop being so lazy, Bonte. Run through the line of scrimmage. What the hell are you doing? I can handle that, but some guys can't. So to that point there about the analytics, you don't want to bombard some of these players with all this super data. I want you to go up there, wait for your pitch, see pitch, hit pitch, and let's go and get on base and do what you do.
You think Vladdy Guerrero, I'm just using him as an example. You think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would have benefited from all those things in his head or just being Vladdy Guerrero Jr.?
How about just being Vladimir Guerrero Sr.?
Senior.
Yeah, senior too. Yeah. Hall of Famer. Yeah. But junior too. Yeah. Goes both ways.
Yeah, you
don't need all that stuff, man. No,
but that being said, like Joe Panik used to talk about, like he wanted some of that data.
Yep.
You know, he wanted to know what the trends were so that he could kind of adjust his game accordingly. So I think it's all about balance. And, you know, Posey having that feel is good. I just want to see who he hires from here on out.
Yeah, no doubt. 925 Comcast Business text line. I love this before we go to break. Analytics are like a bikini. It shows a lot, but it's not everything.
Interesting.
That's for the franchise.
It's an interesting one.
I kind of like it. I kind of smell what you're cooking up there, 925. And you know I'm a read.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.